office workers in the U.S. spend about a quarter of their day on email. That's according to the job search website CareerBuilder. And now a number of companies are starting to ban email, arguing that all that time is not well spent. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He's been looking into this. Kurt, start with an example of a company that has banned email and what happened.
So one company is Atos, a French technology firm, not small at all. It is global. They have their North American headquarters in upstate New York. The CEO there, Thierry Breton, decided just a few years back to try to get to a zero email policy. They're not quite there yet. But he basically said email is this great tool, but because it's proliferated so much, he compares it to like environmental pollution that came after the Industrial Revolution. He feels like it's got to get cut back big time.
So what has happened as they've tried to cut it back big time at Atos?
So they've gotten it down to 40 emails per week per employee. So that's basically one per, you know, standard working hour. At least in, under the U.S.,
I would kill for 40 emails per week. What a lovely amount.
Yeah,
so
you,
low.
You may get that in a half a day, right?
Yeah.
Or even less. Yeah. So they've been able to do that. And what they did do is that they set up other ways for people to be able to talk about projects through like an internal social network at the company. So you can jump in anytime you want to look at what's going on with a project, to add information. You can see what other people have written, but you don't have like these you know, emails pinging you, you know, every few minutes with updates that you kind of feel obliged to read at that time.
So what about other kinds of electronic communication, though? Because email is not the only one that we use at the office that can bog us down.
Yeah, they would say that this doesn't bog you down as much because it's you're more strategic about when you use like this internal social network at Atos. You know, your boss maybe only needs to check in on a project once a week. And instead of sending an email, like, what's the update? And then you feel obliged to, like, send a big report back. They can actually just look in without actually talking to anybody. You've communicated. But the people who need to see something at different times can actually reference something without actually being part of a long email chain.
Kurt, this fits into the larger theme of worker productivity. And there's also some new research on how to avoid menial tasks that take up time but aren't important to your larger goals. What are the findings on that?
So like email, your job basically is not, you know, your job is not to delete emails. Your job is to get stuff done, to work with people, to take care of problems, to create new things. Email is a tool to get you there. So the same way that Atos has looked at email and said, let's get rid of like what's not working for us about email, you can do that with your own job. And you can say, what can I vote off the island? Like, what am I doing that I don't enjoy anymore? It has to get done, but it's actually kind of menial. And I want to move on to things that are more exciting more of the time. And there are strategies to do that.
Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. And I realized a couple minutes ago I said a phrase that we use all the time, I would kill for, which, of course, in the wake of what's happened in Orlando, I wish I had picked different words there. But it just sort of rolls off the tongue because these are things we say all the time. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure thing.